Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I don't know where you tuned in to the opening ceremony of the Olympics on Friday night. I did actually watch a fair chunk of it. Thought it was really interesting at the start, but I don't know about you. I kind of got a bit bored about halfway through it. I know you're probably not allowed to say that, but I thought there could have been so much more to it. I thought it was a bit bizarre in parts and I thought it went on too long. Anyway, just my own thoughts. But the Olympics are well and truly underway. Great to see so many fantastic Irish athletes though have taken part in the Games. But behind every fantastic athlete is a team of coaches, clubs, trainers and those who've helped and coached them right along the way. So I actually wanted to talk to some of those people who helped to bring our Irish Olympians, our medal hopefuls to the world stage. Coach Flo is with me on the line today. Coach Flo, of course, well known to many of you as Rashida Adeleke's coach. I believe, Coach Flo, you are currently on your way to the Olympics.
Yes, we are currently in Paris. We got there yesterday, and Rashida should be there this morning. But we just finished a training camp.
How did the training camp go?
It went really well. It was try to keep away from the press and the anxiety of being at the Olympic site. The longer I can keep her away, the better it is, so she can just sort of stay in with her training partners and just really just focus on training herself and sort of minding their own business as opposed to getting caught up with press and walking around seeing Olympic stadium everywhere.
Yeah, that must be very difficult, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you just like you know the moment's coming, but when you see it, it's like a train. You can hear the sound of it. All of a sudden, you see the suckers bailing down at you. It changes things.
So when you arrived in Paris this morning, you're there, you're now fully right in the thick of the Olympics. How are you and Rashida and the rest of the team? How are you feeling today?
They all fine. That there was video and taking videos of the as we drove by the Olympic Stadium. It just, what do they say in America? They say things just got real. It was like the realization when they came off the plane and we got into the car, head into the village. You can tell that there was a lot of like, here we go, you know.
Amazing! It's finally happening. Uh-huh. It's an incredible journey that Rashida Adeleke has been on. That talent that you spotted a long time ago, you must feel immensely proud looking at where she is today.
Sure, yeah, just glad that what we saw a long time ago is actually coming to fruition. It's really cool to know that I wasn't a complete idiot or wrong, so that she's actually that good and still young too. So yeah, I'm happy. You know, it's the aha moment, you know, when the person realized that, you know, coach is psychotic, he's crazy. And now it's like, oh my God, he's not crazy. This is actually real. I can actually do this.
When is her first race, Flo?
We're still debating on a couple of, which relay is best and things like that. So I'm talking to Team Ireland, trying to figure out what's the best. We haven't completely figured that out. We're trying to wait for everybody to get on site. You know, she was on a different side, and the Team Ireland leaders were on a different side. So it'll probably be better to get everybody in the same place so we can chat and figure out what's best for Rashida, what's best for the team and things like that. So yeah, we really haven't completely. There's the mixed relay, there's the 400, and then there's the 4x4. I'm still trying to figure out what's the best combination and then talk to Team Ireland leaders and figure things out.
It's got to be a nice place to be in, though, is it, for Rashida to have that level of options?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you'd rather be me. Last Olympics, she wasn't good enough to be taken. So to be going from not even having an opportunity to go to now having to choose which race to do is much better of the two options, I would say.
Is that a decision that she makes? Is it a decision that you and Rashida make?
Yeah, I mean, the athletes have quite a bit of say because ultimately, they have their heart in the right place. If they really feel something is going to play against them, then you go into the competition with that mindset, it's not going to help you. So it's more of a team effort. Typically, I do, but in these high-level competitions like the Olympics and World Championship, she gets a lot more say because, you know, like there are things that she feels on the inside of her heart or gut that I'm not going to know about. So in things like that, I listen to her a lot more. But if it's just a regular meet, I will decide a schedule and decide when she runs, when she doesn't run. But come to the Olympics and the World Championship, I listen to kind of how she feels about it. You know, I feel like this. I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like I can do that. So I'll give her more because the emotion plays a big factor. You know, like how she feels walking to the Olympics. I missed the Olympic. I've dreamt of this all my life. All this stuff plays into that. So I will give the athlete a little bit more opportunity to voice their opinion and even maybe just go with what she feels comfortable with.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
No. I think she can. I think she can do whatever, you know, but it's more so her, you know, it's like, how do you feel about it? It's feeling, you know, it's not really real. It's not like, it's like a hot water or cold water. It's just a feeling.
We're talking today, Flo, about, I suppose, the people that helped to make our rising Olympic stars and the Irish competitors at the Olympics. And obviously, Rashida started to really, or got cut her teeth at the Tala Athletic Club in Dublin, but it really has been a phenomenal journey that she's been on over the past number of years.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, so many people spent so many hours in believing and instilling, you know, trust and belief in her that basically she's just reciprocating that. So, yeah, I'm just thankful that I'm just the recipient of an athlete that was well prepared for this moment and given the opportunity to take it forward.
Just finally, Coach Flo, like I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but is it a lot of pressure in terms of when you're doing interviews and the kind of the level of expectation that there is, you know, of Rashida at the moment, like people talking about medal hopes and podium placements? Is that a lot of pressure to contend with?
Oh yeah, God yeah, it's a lot of pressure, you know. A lot of pressure and a lot of anxiety and try to figure out what's the best and what how can she do. So, yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but either way, you're hopeful of a fantastic experience at the Paris Olympics.
Absolutely. Well, we prepared for one and expecting to have a heck of an Olympic.
It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. Listen, we wish you all the very best of luck over the coming weeks and obviously to Rashida Adelecki as well. And thanks a million for joining us here in the programme.
Not a worry. Thank you for having me.
Patsy McGonigal is the team leader of Donegal's Finn Valley Athletics Club. Of course, Patsy's represented in the games by Mark English, who's running the 800 metres. Patsy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you? How's all in the Finn Valley camp and how's Mark feeling?
Oh, Mark's feeling grand. I mean, obviously, it's his third Olympic Games, and as Flo said there, you know, he's been in the camp as well, and he'll move into the village. And, you know, he does bring a lot of experience, having competed in World, European, and indeed Olympic Games previous. So, you know, that's got to stand to him, because that move to the Olympic Village is pretty daunting, you know.
Yeah, we've incredible athletes taking part in the Irish athletics at this Games, Patsy.
Yes, we have a much more positive team now and a really strong team in terms of performance. And there's a lot of expectation as well, you know. But we've got a really, you know, so many. I've gone to four Olympic Games as Irish team manager. So, I mean, I've been through the whole roundabout of it all. So, you know, so, I mean, it's just managing expectations to a great extent. And, you know, the Irish population will key in on it at this one particular time, and you know, they've seen the Europeans and they may think that you know, it's going to roll over again, but this is global, this is serious, this is it.
Yeah.
And you know, people need to understand that.
Mark, of course, comes from Letterkenny in County Donegal. Was he always somebody you saw at the global level, Patsy?
Yes, well, you know, I saw him first of all. We run a primary schools athletics program out of Finn Valley, and you know, it's a big deal here in the county each year. You know, the kids from all the schools, primary schools, maybe 80 or 90 primary schools, come together to compete, and you do see some serious talent from time to time, and he certainly was one of them. He, as a 9-year-old, and obviously then, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, and you just watch that progress. And, you know, on one particular day, interesting, you know, I was just listening to Flo there before I came on. And, you know, it came to me, really. I was in Tullamore one day, and he actually, as a 16-year-old, he returned an unbelievable time for 400 metres. And I remember coming up the road thinking, right, if he can run 400 metres that fast at that age, yeah, he's gone somewhere. And that's the way it proved to be, you know.
But
yeah, absolutely.
What is the buzz like at home in Donegal, of course, ahead of Mark's first, or I suppose his races?
Well, everybody's geared into it. Everybody, the local media, everybody, and, you know, the whole scenario, we're all geared into it. And, of course, Rachel Dara from Rafoe, Donegal gear as well, she's in the badminton today. And we kind of are kind of claiming a Sligo athlete as well, obviously. Mona
McSharry, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. She's from the same town as yourself.
She is, yeah. The Marlins. That's right.
Yeah, and we have Kelly McGrory in the relay. So we're kind of zeroed in on our local people particularly. But Mark, yes, in this area here in East Donegal, it's Mark English. And Mark English, of course, is seriously, you know, as a known sports person over many, many years. You know, he's been the Donegal Sports Person of the Year on a number of occasions, and he's won European Championship medals. So his profile is very strong.
Yeah. Are you confident, without applying too much pressure, that he could have a good Paris Olympics?
Well, he's in the best shape of his life, and that's his words. And, you know, he's been breaking Irish records through this season, and he's come in here in really good shape, and he broke the Irish record on three occasions. So, I mean, you know, he's handled that approach very well. He's a doctor, as you may know, and he took time out over the last 8-9 months to prepare particularly for this. And, you know, so he's in good shape, and he got the opportunity to race in serious races, because that is a big factor. You know, you've got to get into the quality races to get, you know, extended. And that has happened to him, and he was lucky to get into those races.
That's
and
fantastic.
You know, the season has been good. Yeah.
James O'Callaghan is on the line, Patsy, with us too. James is the Irish Sailing Performance Director. James, you're not in Paris like Flo and many others today. You're in Marseille, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Olympic Regatta is down in Marseille, so we have a fantastic venue down here. We're a little bit shy of wind today, but they've just got the first race off today on today's schedule.
With Irish competitors involved?
Yeah, Rob Dixon and Sean Waddleoff are competing in the 49er class, which is one of the faster boats in the game.
I was going to say, you usually tend to like a little bit of wind for the 49ers.
Yeah. You kind of, they're all-rounders, so they're ready for everything. But yesterday was a very light day with three races, and in the lighter stuff, it's very tricky to be consistent. And thankfully, the two lads managed to be basically one of the most consistent boats out there. So they're lying second overall going into day two. But sailing is a long competition.
Yeah.
So as people might remember, back in London, Annalise was leading the whole way through. And I think everybody thought the medal was sewn up, but you literally have to go to the last day, to the last race, to find out who wins.
It's an incredibly difficult sport in many ways, James, when you compare it to so many others, because irrespective of the boat you have, your fitness, your ability, your skill set going into the race, it's utterly out of your control in many ways, because it's so weather dependent, which is so different to so many of the other performances we'll see over the coming weeks.
Yeah, 100%. It's often referred to kind of like as a on the water game of chess, because there's so many variables that contribute to success. But it's easy to kind of, like, I suppose, say it's really difficult, but it's the same conditions for all competitors, and you do find that the same competitors tend to get lucky all the time. So as I always say to the athletes, it's kind of, there's no use getting luck if you're not in a position to take advantage of it, and that's really the key. Is just being in a position that if luck does come your way, like in any sport, that you're in a position to take advantage of it, and that's the kind of the outlook the sailors would have.
We've three boats and three boats competing, isn't that right?
Three boats competing and four athletes. Yeah,
four
so
athletes,
Rob and
yeah.
Sean are in it together, and then we have a men's dinghy, which is Finn Lynch from County Carlow. I believe he's the only athlete from from County Carlow, which is kind of ironic because it's the only county in Ireland with no coastline.
Well, I was going to say, it's not a sailing hotspot.
And the sailor is representing them, so it's great.
Yeah.
And then we have Eve McMahon from Howth in the women's dinghy, and she's a debutante Olympian, so she's
brilliant.
Really enjoying the experience, and they went up to Paris for the opening ceremony because their competition doesn't start until the 1st of August, so they've been able to soak it all up, which has been great.
There was some change, though, too, wasn't there, to the classifications from the Tokyo and London Olympics that listeners will remember in terms of the laser radial and what actually Annalise and other sailors would have been sailing in?
There's 10 Olympic sailing disciplines and we're competing in three of them. But there was a new discipline added for this cycle. It's basically the kite surfing. It's actually foiling kite surfing. It's the fastest summer sport at the Olympic Games. They get up to 60 kilometres an hour. So it's pretty spectacular, actually. But we're not competing in that discipline.
Okay, so that's, yeah. And I suppose there is something for, you know, maybe people that aren't very au fait or in the know about sailing, watching the trapeze-type boat on the water. It is an incredible spectacle to see.
Yeah, I mean, the skills that are required, it's obviously there's raw strength and explosiveness when they're pulling the kite up, which is the big colourful sail at the front of the boat. And for the Olympics, it's really cool because it's the actual tricolour that goes up. And then you've got the, they're balancing off wires on a wing. So they're almost like ballerinas as they move across the boat. So there's lots of skill sets. So the gym sessions are interesting. That they definitely get people looking at them when they're on the balance boards and kind of wondering how the hell they're doing those manoeuvres on a balance board.
Yeah. Are you confident, James, of podium placements over the week, or how do you feel about it?
Yeah, look, we're confident in our preparation, but you can never, that's the beauty of sport, that's the addiction to it, is you're never certain. But the sailors are, you know, our job as support staff are just to facilitate the environment and make sure everybody's happy. And so far, so good. Like, everybody's really, seems to be relaxed, seems to be confident. And we've got a nice blend of experience. Like, Finn Lynch qualified for Rio 2016 as one of our youngest ever helms to qualify for an Olympics, and then had the misfortune of missing out on qualifying for Tokyo. And that's just how tough it is to get to the Olympics. And I think probably listeners possibly don't appreciate how difficult it is to actually get to the start line. So we had an Olympian that didn't qualify, and then he's bounced back since. He's got a silver medal in the World Championships. He won a bronze medal in February at the European Championships. So having that experience and having that roller coaster, you know, we're hoping, and it's happening, we can see it, the more experienced guys are kind of looking after Eve and trying to help her sort of, I suppose, learn the lessons that they've learned. So there's a really good team atmosphere down here, and we're all really enjoying the environment we have.
Dave Sweeney is on the line too, James. Dave is the field event lead with Athletics Ireland. Dave, it's three athletes you're representing, isn't that right, that you're working with?
Yeah, that's right. We have three, or we have Eric Favors in the shot put, and Nicola Tuttle in the hammer, and then Kate O'Connor in the heptathlon. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about their sort of background, their early days?
Yeah, well, let me start with Kate, I suppose. Yeah, Kate's been, she's been a really prolific athlete from a younger age. In school, she was really good at, it was a very unusual combination. She was really good at 800 metres and javelin. And it kind of was like so odd to see an 800, somebody going from the javelin over to the 800. But then, you know, she added other events onto that, and she made heptathlon her career. So Kate's from Dundalk. And so she was in the local club up there, Dundalk St. Gerard's.
Okay. Eric is shot put, isn't he?
Yeah, Eric does the shot. Yeah, Eric's based in Pennsylvania. And he went to college in the States. But Eric's background is his family are from Mayo. And so he was delighted to come over and compete for Ireland, and has been doing for a few years. but this will be, I think for all of them, it's going to be their first Olympics. You know,
amazing.
So it's really exciting.
And them, then the Nicholas, the hammer throw.
Yeah, Nicola's the youngest of them all. Nicola's 20, and she's originally from Bandon, just outside Bandon. And Nicola's currently studying up in UCD on a scholarship there. And she's just made an amazing progression this year. You know, she got a medal earlier in the year in the European Throwing Cup and then made the final of the European Championships. And, you know, to I think to get to the Olympics is just absolutely outstanding.
It's unbelievable.
For her, you
yeah.
know, as a 20-year-old.
What
know,
a personal.
Normally in the hammer. Yeah.
Personal achievement. Is it, and from the field event and the team, just finally, Dave, what's the mood like there now today?
Really good, actually.
Good.
The whole camp is, we're based down in Fontainebleau, and some of the athletes are heading up to the village today. And then we're tending to go in about 4 days before their competition. But really, really positive on the track here. You know, just watching the track athletes and the field athletes, you know, people are performing really, really well. And, you know, I think everybody's really excited, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all sat here and watched the opening ceremony. And you know, the hairs were kind of standing up on the back of their neck. And, you know, I think they really want to get up there and get in and get started.
You know? Yeah, the lead up must be antagonizing, I'm sure, for people when you're there and, you know, you're sort of in the hub of it all, but you're not really, and you can't really probably enjoy it till you get started and get across the line. But Dave, listen, it's been a pleasure to chat to you today. Best of luck to Eric, Kate and Nicola. James as well, thanks a million for joining us on the line from Marseille. Patsy McGonigal there too, and also Coach Flo or Edric Florial as well, of course, working with Rashida Adeleke. Thanks a million for giving us some insight into a little bit of the journey that a lot of our Olympic athletes have been on over the past number of years. Incredible work too, and well done to all involved in the teams behind those athletes, their clubs and their coaches, and of course their previous clubs where they all started too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.